Environmental officials say no plans have been made yet to clean up the Dan River after tons of coal ash drained into it earlier this month. The leak from a Duke Energy power plant near the Virginia line dumped as many as 39,000 tons of coal ash into the river. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more.
Tom Reeder oversees rivers and lakes for the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. He told lawmakers yesterday that the leak didn't affect drinking water. The problem is when the coal settles down in the bottom of the river.
So if you're some sort of a mobile species, like a mollusk or a snail or your plant or something like that, and you're buried under coal ash, yeah, you're going to die.
It's still unknown how far the coal may have settled or who will have to pay for the cleanup. Representative Chuck McGrady, a Republican from Henderson, says he'd like to see a bill addressing the possibility of similar leaks. But that's uncertain, too. The legislature meets only for a short session this summer, making small tweaks to existing laws more likely than major overhauls. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.